Clifton High Voices.
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 Yeah! Yeah!
Hello everyone and welcome to Clifton High Voices. My name is Matthew Bennett and I'm the head of school here at Clifton High. Now, we normally have a schedule of podcasts and people to come and talk with us that we follow, but this one has come quite out of the blue. I'm going to be talking with Evan, who's one of our Year 8 pupils here at the high school, who, together with his grandparents, travelled out to Nepal over Easter so that they could support a charity that his family has been behind for some time now. We're going to be finding out a little bit how he got there, what of his experiences were like when he was in country, and also a little bit more about the charity that he had been raising funds for here at the high school. And so, without further ado, we're joined here then with Evan from Year 8. Hello, Evan.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Excellent stuff. I've made you rush your lunch to be here. I do apologise for that. I hope you're okay with that.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving us your time. So, I've explained a little bit about what you did, but tell us about... So, this came about over Easter. So, where did you travel to?
I went to Nepal for 3 weeks.
Fantastic. And you were flying out, and I know this was with your grandparents, wasn't it?
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about where the idea to go to Nepal, and we'll come to why you went to Nepal, but where did the idea come from? When was it first mentioned to you?
Well, for a few years, my grandparents' parents always been like, oh, you should go out to Nepal with your grandparents, do a bit of charity work and help out. And it never really seemed like... it would be a reality, but and it just came up in conversation and they were like, yeah, you're old enough, you can probably go out there. And before I knew, the flight was booked.
So how did you react when you heard about it? Were you excited? Were you nervous?
I was quite shocked. Yeah. I didn't really know what to react like. I had no idea what it would be like.
Yeah. So you travelled out by plane?
Yes.
Which airport did you fly from?
Heathrow.
So you got to Heathrow and did who flew with you?
Nobody. It was just me.
Just you?
Yeah.
Having to navigate all of the customs and all of that on your own?
Oh, well, I had a guide.
That's right, they provide one
yes.
of those, don't they?
Yeah.
But was it pretty strange travelling out on your own?
Yes. I'd always been with my parents and we were going through so many different ways and yeah. it didn't seem realistic.
I bet. And did you fly direct into, is it Kathmandu that you landed?
We landed in Qatar for
yeah.
2 hours
yeah.
and then went back off.
Fantastic. And then straight into Kathmandu?
Yeah.
So what time of day did you arrive?
I think it was 7 p.m.
So was it already dark?
It was already dark,
right.
Yeah.
So I can imagine you stepping out of the airport and tell me what you see. What do you suddenly hear, feel?
Well,
tell me about that.
The roads... you can hear the engines, but not many horns. You've got the mountains in the background, and it's very spacious. Lots of people and so many different vehicles passing, tractors and motorbikes and things that you don't usually see at an airport.
And what was the temperature like? Was it quite hot or was it cold?
At that time, probably 18, 17. Okay.
So quite comfortable, really,
yeah.
in the evening, having come from a very cold UK.
Yes.
Yeah. And was there someone there to meet you? Were your grandparents there to meet you?
Yes, my grandparents were there, and they took me back to the hotel.
Brilliant. So they've been doing this trip for a long time now and supporting Nepal?
Yeah, 14 years.
14 years.
Twice a year.
Wow. And is that all with the same charity?
They have a few charities, but it did start from one charity,
yeah.
and every time... it has been a lot of work has gone into that charity.
Yeah. So this particular charity was one that you'd raised some money from your house charity week here back at Clifton High. So it's Freedom Kit Bags, is it? Is this one that your grandparents have been involved with? They set up? Is it theirs? Tell me a little bit more.
They set it up after they went to a rural village for helping because my granddad's a doctor. So they were aiding people in medical help.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the people there was some people there asking for help because when a woman has periods in Nepal, it's thought of as a curse and they can be locked away and they can't go outside, they can't go to school, they can't go shopping, they can't touch anybody. They can't touch plants because it's thought of as a curse and they have to be kept away. A husband came up to them and said, I need help. My wife needs help. And my grandparents knew they had to do something. And that's how it started.
That's amazing. Amazing. So Freedom Kit Bags are sort of eco-friendly, and we talked about that before, sustainable, hygienic, sanitary wear for the countries that your grandparents go out to visit. Tell me a bit more about the eco-friendly side of it, because that's something I know that is a big part of this.
Yes, because in Nepal they don't have a proper sewer waste system. Most of it ends up in rivers and lakes, and which then goes into the sea. So a lot of plastic is put into the sea.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's a really important aspect. It sort of future-proofs the charity in many ways, doesn't it? So you arrive in country, it's dark, it's very different. The next day you get up, the sun is up. What are your first sort of feelings about how different it is to back home? What are you seeing then?
It was a lot more peaceful. It wasn't very humid, it felt quite fresh. And the weather was nice. It just felt like a whole nother world.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to meet other people? Did you get a chance to sort of meet local people and mix?
Yes. Yeah. My grandparents are friends with quite a few people in that area. So we went around and met a few people. They're all very nice and very friendly.
And did you move out into the villages up in the mountains? Was that part of the reason for the trip?
Yes. We went to do distributions in rural villages and...
And was there big distances between the villages, or were they quite close together?
Some were 12 hours a drive, wow. Some were 4 hours.
And what were you driving in, cars or buses?
Had a minibus.
Minibus. So 12 hours in a minibus.
Yes.
That can't be fun.
It was 8 of us.
Wow. I imagine the views, though, were pretty spectacular.
Yeah. We were driving in and out of the mountains around Kathmandu quite a lot. And, yeah, really high up.
Incredible. So obviously you got to eat. I imagine you didn't just pack a bag full of sandwiches for the entire time you were there. So what were you eating while you were there?
A lot of, when we were driving, there's loads of shops and little markets and restaurants where they serve like dal bhat and basic teas, which are pretty cheap. So we could stop along the drive.
Have you eaten much dal before you went? Was it something new to you?
My mother does make a lot of curries.
Yep.
So it was different, a lot spicier.
Yeah.
Because they do like their spice.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff. And so you arrive in some of these villages, and your grandparents, are they going into schools to deliver these kit bags, or is it just generally in the communal village?
Sometimes it's in meeting halls, some shelters, sometimes in schools, sometimes just in an open area where people can come to for gatherings, and it's able to for everyone to see.
Yeah, I see. So the idea is to educate and get the message out.
Yes.
Not just to give out the bags. So I know that you sent me some photos, and one of those was of a school building. Can you remember the photo?
Yeah.
Can you describe the school room that in particular?
Well, it was just a rough carpet on the floor and writing on the walls. One whiteboard at the front and a few paper banners on the sides.
So no iPads?
No iPads.
No technology, not even furniture?
No furniture.
Yeah. Did you feel the impact that you were making in terms of delivering these kit bags was having that positive effect?
Yes, you could see that people were really grateful and where they were really wanted to show their gratitude.
And how did you feel about that sort of sense that you've come from a country which is, you know, far richer, and you have privilege of what you have in Bristol, at Clifton High and so on? Did that make you feel something about that difference?
It made me feel like there were lots of things that I really take for granted, how lots of people here could just see as a normal thing, where people back there would find amazing to be able to have.
Yeah. And what about modern amenities? Did you see those around? I imagine they still have mobile phones and everything, because obviously their networks are sometimes better than our own, because you know, they have to rely on that sort of technology, don't they?
In rural villages, not many people, maybe one or two lucky people, but in Kathmandu.
A lot.
Yeah, quite. Yeah.
It's quite an established city.
Yeah, very busy, lots of people, because land is limited, because mountains are surrounding the place.
Right.
So everything there is quite expensive.
What about other aspects of the trip? I mean, imagine the animal life that you got to see was very different, and the plant life. Did you see much of that?
One of the locals there was shocked when we told them about how we don't have monkeys, crocodiles, rhinos, just roaming the streets and doing whatever they like, especially elephants.
So did you see a lot of elephants around?
A lot of elephants. Yeah.
Just casually wandering?
Just walking down the street.
Amazing.
Rhinos occasionally too. Yeah.
Wow, completely different world.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the plant life? Was there a lot of that around? It was different?
Yeah. In Kathmandu, there's not a lot, because lots of buildings, every space is used. Whereas when you leave, everywhere it feels like a completely different place. So much green around everywhere. It's a nice environment to be in.
One of the things I always love when I travel is like some of those fruit markets and vegetable markets. Did you manage to see any of those, and what was on sale? Was there anything different? Or
the fruit and vegetables there are much larger but cheaper. Yeah. Cauliflower the size of footballs, and watermelons the size of
about a meter long.
Yeah,
sort of, yeah.
Massive. Yeah. Very, very nice as well.
Does
a lot fresh.
And where did you stay while you were there?
We stayed in a small hotel run by a nice guy. My grandparents have been going there for the past few years because he was hit quite hard in lockdown and lost a lot of money. Not a lot of guests.
So they were hit in a very similar way to us with COVID.
Lots of places were shut down, lots of small businesses, lots and lots of families are relying on very small markets to be able to supply of their family. And when that collapsed and everywhere was shut down, lots of families were in danger.
Absolutely. And when you say about the small businesses, when you were looking around the streets in Kathmandu, did you have the Starbucks and the McDonald's of this world, or is it very different?
They'd be tin sheds at most, with bags of crisps, maybe a few sweets hanging there. Coke, Sprite and Fanta, and that was...
It's amazing how ubiquitous those sort of brands are, aren't they? They tend to be everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about any fast food outlets or anything like that?
One KFC I saw.
Yeah.
And
did you go?
No.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Excellent stuff. So the funds that you took out there were raised on House Charity Week here at school, is that right? What house are you again?
Winkworth.
So that was the house charity. Yeah. And how much was approximately raised? Can you remember?
£400.
£400, fantastic. And so that bought a number of Freedom Kit bags that you were then able to give directly yourself to the people that would benefit from that, which is amazing. And what would you say to anyone else who wants to get involved in that sort of charity work or experience that?
It can be difficult. My grandparents were faced with quite a lot of challenges. An orphanage home, or they don't like to call it that, but a children's home, they were getting... The landlord needed it back, so a lot of the time they were searching for new houses, but not many people wanted 12 children staying in a house, so it was very difficult, and a lot of time was put into that.
Was there a most memorable moment then from the whole trip? Is there anything that really stands out that you remember coming back now?
Everything here is a lot cleaner. It does stand out. You feel like everything's so organized, shops are so tidy, and roads are paved, whereas in Nepal a lot of roads aren't paved.
I think that you're really lucky, I think, that you get to experience that, particularly at the age that you're at, to not just be able to visit a different culture, visit a different people and experience their lives. I mean, empathy is one of our core values, and that comes out in buckets when you get these opportunities, but also to understand what privileges we have, because I think that sometimes helps us to reset our own standards, our own thinking about our own world that we have here at home in Bristol. Thank you for what you've done. We're really proud of what you did, really proud, and I'm so pleased that you've been able to share it with us all here, and I'm sure other people might come and ask you some questions once they've listened to this, but thank you for sharing, Evan.
Thank you.
Clifton High Voices.
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 Clifton High Voices! Yeah!